Yerushalmi Trumois corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Pei Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Dalet, Amad Aleph. 8 lines up from the foot of the page, Shtei Kupois. Shtei Kupois b'shtei aliyois u'shtei maguris b'aliyah achas, aber shtei maguris b'shtei aliyois leibada. The Baisa says, if there were two boxes even in two different attics, or two storerooms in one attic, they annul each other, but two storerooms in two different attics cannot annul each other. Mabin kupois le maguros, kupois dar kam le his panois, maguros ain dar kam his panois. What's the difference between boxes and storerooms? Boxes are usually emptied, storerooms are not. Rabbi Zeiru b'chia b'shem Rabbi Shimon, hayu lefanav shtei kupois b'zu hamishim sa b'zu hamishim sa v'nafla sa truma l'seich achas mehen v'en yodeh le'ez mehen nafla v'otza lahalois mizu male mechse mizu u'mechse mizu male. Rabbi Zeiru and Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Shimon, said that if there were two boxes, each containing 50 sa'ar, and a sa'ar of truma fell into one of them, and he doesn't know which one, he can give a sa'ar to the kohen from whichever he wishes, or even a half a sa'ar from each of them. V'chein shnei megvois v'zu esim sa'ar v'zu esim sa'ar v'naflu shloshes lugin mayim shu'uvim l'sech achas mehen v'einu yodeh le'ez mehen naflu v'oz lo'itzi kava psula mizeh moitzi mechse mizeh u'mechse mizeh moitzi. We leave out the word after in the Gersa. Similarly, two mikvahs, each of which contains 20 sa of water and 3 log of drawn water fell into one of them, and it's unknown into which, he can take out 3 log from either one of them, or 1.5 from each of them. Rabbi Simon b'shem bar Pedaya, hayu lefanav shtei kupois, bazu chamishim sa, bazu chamishim sa, v'nafla sa truma l'tzirich achas mehen, v'yadua le'ez mehen nafla, v'achar kach nafla, v'shniya v'en yodea le'ez mehen nafla, ama l'makom sh'nafla v'shoyna, sham nafla ashniya, lama sh'toylin kal kala b'makol kal. Rabbi Simon, quoting Bapadaya, says that two boxes, each containing 50 sa'ar, and a sa'ar of truma fell into one of them, and it's known into which, and then a second sa'ar fell in, and it's unknown into which, he can say, the place into which the first sa'ar fell is where the second sa'ar fell. Why is that? It's because we ascribe the damage to the damaged one. Riba liyadua, ubatla, shigeg, ma'ale, umate, vashnir, chazal, echicha, nimfu shtei sa'in, oilos, minma, mea, vachamishim sa'ar. If he accidentally added chulin to the first box where it's known that the trim had fallen, thereby allowing annulment into 101, he should give one sa'ar to the kohen. The second box then returns to its state of doubt, with the original 50 of the first box and the 50 of the second box now annul the sa'ar of truma in the second box. We therefore find that two sa'ar of truma can become annulled in 150 sa'ar of chulin. Ushtei kupois bezu chamishim sa'ar, bezu chamishim sa'ar, v'nafla sa'ar truma l'sech achas mehen v'eni yodeh le'ez mehen nafla, achar kach nafla shniya, v'yodu le'ez mehen nafla, in oimel lamokam shenafla sham ha'shniya, sham nafla ha'vishoyna. And if there are two boxes, each with 50 sa'ar, and a sa'ar of truma fell into one of them, but it's unknown into which, if a second sa'ar then fell in, and it's known into which it fell, we don't assume that it fell into the same place as the first one. Riva alachas mehen, uvotla shoigig, ma'ale umate, v'ashniya, asur atuyirbe, la shoigig. If he accidentally added chulin to the first box where it's known that the truma had fallen, thereby allowing an annulment of 101, he should give one sa'ar to the kohen. However, the second box remains prohibited until enough chulin accidentally falls in to annul with 101. Amar ma shlematan truma, ma shlemalan chulin, ma shlematan chulin, ma shlemalan truma, ledato hadava toloi. When truma fell into one of two boxes and he estimates that it fell into the lower box, since the requirement of 101 parts to annul is rabbinic, we rely on this estimation, and the upper box is chulin, or vice versa. V'af b'mikvah kein amar ma shlematan kavya kashera, ma shlemalan kavya psula, ma shlematan kavya psula, ma shlemalan kavya kashera, ledatoi hadava toli. And similarly with two mikvahs, neither which contain 40 sa'ar of rainwater, and 3 log of drawn water fell into one of them, and he estimated that it fell into a particular one. Since the disqualification of 3 log of drawn water is rabbinic, we rely on his estimation to permit the use of the other mikveh. Adam akupois malois and maguris in an malois. The Baisa taught earlier that if there were two boxes, even in two different attics or two storerooms in one attic, they annul each other. But two storerooms in two different attics cannot annul each other. Hecha abida, shtei maguris b'shtei aliois, v'nafla sa'ar truma l'seich achas mehen, shteim asurois, riba l'achas mehen uvatla, shegeg male umate v'ashnir, l'kishiyarbe la shegegi muteres, v'ein sricha aliyah shekva al-alsa truma. What's the case? If there were two storerooms in two attics, neither of which have 100 sa'ar of chulin, and a sa'ar of truma fell into one of them, both are prohibited. If one inadvertently increased, it's permitted after he gives one sar to the kohen, and the other one will also become permitted if it's increased, but if it does, a second sar does not need to be given to the kohen. If you say, Rabbi Yossi says if the truma mixed into the 100 chulin is annulled, but if it did not mix in, it's not annulled. The Gemara asked the question, but didn't Rabbi Yossi say in our Mishnah earlier that a case once came before Rabbi Akiva of 50 bundles of vegetables into which fell a bundle of half truma and half chulin? He told Rabbi Akiva that it should be annulled, and he agreed. These weren't mixed, and they were still annulled. Havien boyin lameima davashu makpidal tarurusai ein male v'shein makpidal tarurusai male. The answer is it was suggested that Rabbi Yossi said that if it's something for which one is particular they don't mix, it's not annulled. If he isn't particular, then it is annulled. Hey chavida, kishois temeya shenafla seich mea kishuin tahirin hoyol v'ein makpidal tarurusai male huchshu should say hoyol v'hu makpid al tarurusam ein male. When would one be particular? If a tamei cucumber fell into 100 tahor cucumbers, since he isn't particular about their mixing, it's annulled. But once they have become wet, thereby allowing them to convey tumah, since he's particular about the mixing, it's not annulled. Hadnolach perek hamafrish. We come now to the next perek, and the Mishnah at the beginning of the fifth perek, perek sar tumah. Sar tumah tamei shenafla lepachoyf memeach chulin oy lemasa rishon oy lemasa sheni oy lehektish ben tahirin. Ben Tameim, Yukavu, Im Tahira, Haisa, Oisa Sa, Im Mimachal Kehanim, Bedame Truma, Chut Medame Oisa Sa. The Mishnah says if a Sa of Tamei Truma fell into less than 100 Sa of Chulin, Masa Rishon, Masa Sheni or Hektish, whether they are Tahor or Tamei, they must be left to rot. If the Truma was Tahor, the mixture may be sold to Kehanim at the reduced price the Truma is sold, but he doesn't charge for the Truma. Vimna Masa Rishon Nafla, if the truma fell into Maaseh Rishon, he should declare a part of it to be Trumas Maaseh. If it fell into Maaseh Sheni or Hekdush, he should redeem them. If the chulin was Tomei, he should sell it all to the Kohanim at a reduced price that truma is sold, and in order that the truma in it does not become capable of receiving tumah, they should eat them dry or roasted without having been made wet or kneaded with fruit juice, as it isn't one of these seven liquids that can cause a thing to be contract tumah, or as small buns that are smaller than an egg size so that they cannot contract tumah. Sar tumah tameya shenafla lameya chulin tahirin. If a sar of tamei tumah fell into 100 sar of tahor chulin, causing it to become annulled, Reb Lezer oimer tiroim v'tisarif. Reb Lezer says he should remove a sar and burn it, as we say that the sar that he removed was the sar that he burned. The Chachamim oimim tale v'teichol nukudim oy klayos oy tilosh b'meipeyos oy tischag lisiyos k'day shlo yehi b'makim echad k'beitza. The Chachamim say he should remove a sar and the kohen should eat it dry, roasted, kneaded with fruit juice or small buns smaller than an egg size. Sar trumah tahiru shenafla lameya chulin tmeim. And if a sar of tahor truma fell into 100 sar of tamei chulin, he should remove a sar and the kohen should eat it dry, roasted, kneaded with fruit juice, or a small buns smaller than an egg size. And the Gemara says, sar truma tameya v'chulei, tani v'b'chia tevel male shvius malin. A brisa v'b'chia says that if in the case of a sar of tamei truma falling, that tevel can annul Tumah and Sefichim, which is aftergrowth, which are produce that grew naturally in the Shemitah year, which are prohibited, and Sefichim can annul Tumah. Tevel male koyreshon lemasov, upeiros, it should say, shviyas male yinosnu loyichlihem. After the Tevel annuls, he must separate masos. After the Sefichim, or according to the Vonagon, the fruits of shviyas annul, he must give them out to those that can eat them. Amrav Yossi, Masnisen, Amrav Kain, Sar truma shenafla pachos memeya, should say chulin oy lemasa rishon, b'pnei shenafla pachos memeya, ha meya tale v'lo tevel hu. Rabbi Yossi says, our Mishnah also teaches that the tevel can annul if a sar of tamei truma fell into less than 100 sar of chulin or masa sheni or masa rishon, but had it fallen into 100, it would be annulled. And isn't masa rishon considered tevel until it had its truma's masa taken? Taman taninan madlikin b'pas v'shemen shel truma. The Mishnah says in Maseches Tumura, one may light with bread and oil of tamei truma. Chizkiyah Amar Leishonu Ela Pas V'Shemen HaShakol HaDvarim Loi. Chizkiyah said that it only applies to bread and oil, but other things are not permitted. Rav Yochanan Amar Lashnehi, he pas, he shemen, he shakal advarim. Rav Yochanan says, even other things may be lit. Rav Yudan Kaputke, by chitin, kapas, zesim, kashemen. Rav Yudan of Kaputke said, our wheat is wheat like bread and olives like oil. Rav Shmuel, bar Nachman, b'shem, Rabbi Yonason should say, a madlik with pas, shall truma, should say, yisolfu at smoisav. Rav Shmuel, bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yonason, said that if a person lights truma bread, his bones deserve to be burned. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman by Kaimi Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ul Hadlik. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman asked Rabbi Yochanan, may I burn Tamei Truma bread? Ameli Adlik, Ma de Nofal Leshiftecha, Nofalacha, Akom Moidim B'Shemen Chumuta. Rabbi Yochanan answered that you may burn it and you will be like all of the other members of your tribe who do so. Dam Rabbi Abba Bachia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Lechana Sativ, Lemashcha, Legudula, Lemashcha Lesicha, Lemashcha Lehadlocha. Rabbi Abba Bachia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar Perek Yeches Pasuk Ches, behold, I have given you the guarding of my truma. To you, I have given it lemashcha. Lemashcha means lemashcha for greatness, lemashcha for anointing, and lemashcha for lighting. Nicha tahirim yokavu tmeim yokavu adaita dev chizkia nicha yokavu yokavu adaita dev yochanan yadlik. The Gemara asked the question: it's understandable that if it fell into tahor chulin, it should be treated as tahor truma and not burned. But if it fell into tamei chulin, according to Chizkiah, it's understandable that it should be left to rot. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, why can it not be burned by a kohen? Savu Rabbi Yochanan ke'adar Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina shema yimsa behen takala, I should say. The answer is Rabbi Yochanan follows the view of Yosi ben Chanina that since people view prohibited mixtures of truma, which is demur, lightly, if they leave it in their homes for lighting, they might come to stumble. Rabbi Yochanan said that there is no concern only in a case with items that are mixed, but not items that are mixed, if people view demur lightly and might come to stumble. The Gemara asks, well, the Mishnah taught that if it fell into hekdash, it must be left to rot. But doesn't the Mishnah in Erechin teach that the temple treasury can claim the value of something only in its own place and its own time? For example, the items cannot be moved to another place where its value is greater in order to benefit the gizbar, their treasury. So if Tamei Truma, that must be burned, fell into hekdash and now has the value of firewood, why not burn it, since people will not stumble with hekdash because they're careful with it? Amba bichanina tipata shechav oiso amokoyim v'loi marza l'moichoy afilu b'damei eitzim. Rabbi Chanina answers that the area of the hekdash is ruined and therefore has no value even for firewood. Hada amma tahiru b'tahirim aval tahiru b'tmeim hadahi detaninan im tmeim hayu oisam chulin. This shows that when the Mishnah taught that if the sar was tahor, it should be sold to kahanim. It was referring to when it fell into tahor chulin. Adati Rabbi Yosi nicha du Rabbi Yosi b'shem Chizkia Rabbi Yoina b'shem Rabbi Yanai benesatim imenu es trumas Hashem la'aroin ha'koyen asei shi'inaten la'aroin b'kurun asei. The Mishnah taught that if a sar of tar truma fell into the Maisa Rishon, he should declare a part of it to be Trumas Maisa, and if it was Tamei Truma, he must leave it to rot. Now, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's fine, as Rabbi Yosi quoting Chizkiah and Rabbi Yonah quoting Rabbi Yanai said earlier, the Pasuk says, and you shall give from it the Truma of Hashem to Aaron the Kohen. Give Trumas Maisa to Aaron a Kohen in a form that he can eat it, means Tahura, but not Tamea, as it can't be eaten. Adaiti Dukahana, Du Amma Tol Min Amukudish Shibai, Ba Amma Oivhacha Tol Min Amukudish Shibai. The Gemara asked that according to Kahana, there who learned that Trumas Maisa may be taken from Tar for Tomei, since he may separate Trumas Maisa from Tar wherever it is, even if it will be left to rot, because the Tomei Truma mixed with it, why can he not do it that here? Afagav the Kahana, Amataman, Tomei Namakudah Shaboy, Moide Abavad Bedavashu Zokuk, Litnoi Lekoyen. The Gemara answers that even though Kahana said this, he agrees that it must be something that must be given to the Koyen. The Mishnah taught that if the chulin was tamei, he should sell it all to the kohanim and they should eat it dry or as small buns. They should be smaller than egg size so that they cannot contract tumah.